Welcome back, brothers, to a very special live stream on this channel today. Now, in about an hour, there's the Brother Pill podcast that will be going on and strong. But I felt that old Uncle O'Shea needed to come and give you some of this game again. Because since I got these glasses and shit, man, the game is just coming through me. I don't know what it in. It's been soothing. It's oozing through me. I got to give it to somebody else. So I want to talk to you brothers about this new epidemic going across YouTube and some parts of social media, where a lot of women are now teaching other women that they need to level up, that they should understand their worth, that a man should be doing this or that for them. Now, I'm not a hater. Shout out to anybody who's doing that. It's, you know, like I said, I'm not here to judge you or what you were teaching. But for me being on the opposite end of that spectrum, I gotta come and deliver this topic to you niggas today only because I love you. Don't call me though. No, I don't want to hang out with you. Don't send me no emails. But I love you. I love you from a distance. That's why I'm in Poland. I love y'all from a distance. Upgrading a broke motherfucker is always being a bad idea, nigga. There is nothing that you're gonna get from dealing with a motherfucker who already broke. Especially a broke motherfucker with bad intentions. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later. Let me talk about some of y'all who follow me and follow the channel, because this is very important for you. Many of y'all, I would say half, okay? Half of y'all are trying to come up. Some of you brothers are college students. Some of you brothers are in the trucking industries. But some of you brothers, a lot of you brothers grew up with nothing. You came from nothing. You was broke as hell. Sugar sandwiches. You know what time it is. Broke to the motherfucker. Souls coming through the holy shoes and shit. You remember when you had them XJ900s and you was acting like it was Jordans? You had a Jumpman symbol, but he wasn't dunking. He was doing the layup like this right here. You're like, man, this Air Jordan's on these Air Gordons. Your Jumpman symbol was on the bench. He was shooting a free throw instead of dunking. This is how broke he was. Your Jumpman symbol was doing a crossover instead of dunking. This is what you was doing. All kind of knockoff jewelry that you was wearing to the club. You thought that nobody know. Everybody knew that those was not real earrings, dog. I saw you with the cubic zirconias in your ear. I saw you with the Folex on. I saw you with the fake grill, man. I know you. Come on, bro. Don't you know I know? Everybody knew that wasn't real, but you was trying to get over, acting like you had it. You know, you was taking pictures out front of other folks' cars, putting on Instagram. Come on, dog. Let me come on, bro. I know you. I know you don't. Let me take a sip of this water real quick. So I know how I was struggling. Some of y'all grew up, God bless your mama, but she had 17 kids and shit by 13 different niggas. And by the time, if you didn't get there to that table soon enough, that food was gone. So I know how it is to be broke. But some of us, like they say in church, I ain't where I ought to be, but thank God I ain't where I used to be. You ain't catching that hot-ass bus no more. You remember catching the buses? Come on, y'all know, if you brothers was catching the bus before, some of y'all catching the bus now, press 3, if you know what I'm talking about. Come on, man, this is Uncle O'Shea. You niggas know that, I know how it is. Press 3, if you was catching the bus before. You was on the bus, people was stanking. People was smelling like shit, drunk niggas getting on the bus. You pull the bus over as a handicapped dude on the bus. You got to wait for him to get off and get on. People laughing at you at the bus stop. You get caught in the rain. Come on, I've been there. So I know what I'm talking about dealing with y'all. Because I'm one of you. I know. That's why I know how it is. But hold on. Hold on. Let's take it up a notch. Because, oh, I'm going to talk to you today. Now, it ain't like that no more. Some of you got your little state job. Look at you. Look at you. I boy got a state job now. Some of you got benefits. Boy, look at it. Ooh, Brother Aaron, is that right? They got state jobs now. Some of them got federal jobs. Some of you in the trucking. But is that right now? Some of y'all just, I'm talking about new Jordans come out. You get them all in different colors. Orange, yellow. Nigga be calling up. Hey, dog, what's up? Yeah, man, I got the new Air Jordans, lime green, bro. Yeah, I just got about 10,000 on them. Yeah. I'm going to call you back. That's you. And you know what? Oh, Unc is happy for you, niggas. Unc is happy for y'all. Brother Ant. Unc is happy. I'm proud of you, brother. Some of you young brothers coming up in here, and I see you going to school, and you're getting this game, and you brothers is doing something. But let me tell you something. When you first start getting some money, that's when you start doing stupid ass shit. Because I'm gonna tell you what you start doing. When you start getting into that middle class where all your hard work start paying off, now you get a chance to get around some motherfuckers you couldn't get around before. You can move in different places you couldn't before. And now here you come dealing with some different women. Then you're going to be dealing with some women because you got money and you might be living in, going back to the hood. You're going to be dealing with some fine hoes who don't have shit. Now, this is where some of y'all niggas don't learn from this, because I've been there. I've been there in the last 3 years. Shit. On a good day with enough Hennessy, I might be there right now. I'm just letting you, but I'm sober. I ain't on that shit. Let me tell you something. Now you're dealing with women because you got money, and she don't have your work ethic like you do. But she peeping you out though. She sees you got your shit together. The motherfucker could not like you because you could still be lame to her. Hold on a second, KRT, get her out of here. These women always talking shit and get her out of here. Every damn show, all the women, get them out of here. It's always one. Get all the women out of here right now. All of them, go. For the rest of the show, all the women, go. Get them out of here, all of them. See, that's why I ain't playing with y'all. All of them, all women, the whole show, go. Get them out of here, all of them. Now back to the thing, because Unc is talking to the men. I ain't talking to you goddamn women. You shut the fuck up when Unc is talking. When Unc is talking, there is no fucking talking from you women. I'm Unc. And Unc is talking to these men, not your ass. Go, all of them. Now, as Unc was saying, let's say you teach women something. When you niggas start fucking with these women, some of them, they're going to be broke. Now, there's multiple times of broke ones. There's the hood rat broke one. There's the broke one that went to college and can't save no money. But still, they're broke. And this motherfucker is going, she might like you. She might just be fucking with you for what you can do for her. So here's what's going to happen. She gonna hit you with that dry begging ass shit. And dry begging is not directly asking for something, but it's hinting at something, hoping that your motherfucking ass will do it. I've talked about this previous times. You brothers have seen this. You hit her up every day, right? How you doing, baby? Oh, I'm doing good. You know, next day you hit her up. How you doing, baby? I'm good. You say, hey, good morning. How you doing? I'm doing good. But this one day she gonna get you. She gonna get you one day. She gonna get you one day. And the way that she's going to get you is when you hit her up and ask her how she doing on this particular day, she gonna say, I'm not doing too good. Hold on, Calypso Oregon. I'm pre-ready to preach. This is some good stuff. Keep getting them out of here. I'm tired of them anyway. I'm tired of women on my channel. Get them out of here. All of them. Because they shouldn't be here no goddamn way. This Unk is talking. When Unk is talking, there is no talking. What does it say on my goddamn title? When upgrading a bad chick is a bad idea, I'm talking to the men, not you. And next time, you can be banned for good. There is no talking when Unk O'Shea is talking to the men. Ain't no talking. Get them out of here. All of them. I'm tired of them anyway. She gonna call you. You gonna hit her up. And then she's going to say, I'm not having a bad day. Then you're gonna ask, well, what's going on with your day? My phone about to get cut off. Well, what you mean your phone about to get cut off? My phone about to get cut off. What you mean? Yeah, it's okay. I'll talk to you when I get it back on. What's, you know, how much you need? About $300. That's the dry bagging chick. But hold on. Now they're getting even more bold. Now it's not about you dry bagging. Now some of them has come out telling me, nigga, I'm not even going to fuck with you unless you pay my phone bill. Now she ain't getting you no ass or nothing. So because you have money now, you have new resources now, to you, $200 ain't nothing. You might want to get that ass. Oh, man, yeah, bro. $200, go ahead, you know. It's for my Ugandan trip. You know, I'm just using it for example. Go ahead, girl. Yeah, baby, you know, I'm going to take care of you. Now, you done fucked up now. Because this is a broke motherfucker that you're dealing with. And when you do that, and I've made that mistake, they never stop asking for the shit. So look back at your life right now. I want you to answer this question. When has you given money to women? What has it ever done for you? In the comment section. This is for some people who I'm not being misogynistic or anything like that. Let me know in the comments right now. I'm gonna shut up. What have you got out of giving broke motherfuckers, could be either male or female, what have you got for giving them anything? What did you get at the end of the day? Come on, let me see what you got. Come on, teach me. Let me know. Come on. What'd you get? When you level them up, what did you get? Somebody says sex. Somebody says blue balls. Somebody says sloppy head. Okay. A headache. Okay, I see you, brother. Kids. Okay, so at the end of the day, you didn't get nothing. Nothing of any consequential value. So then, here's what I want to talk to you about. This new level up campaign that these women are talking about or preaching about here on YouTube or on Facebook or Instagram, they are telling that these women, who most of them was broke before, like if they got that level up game, the reason why they leveling up, them hoes was broke. Because you cannot level up if you wasn't on no broke shit. A motherfucker who got some shit ain't trying to level up off another motherfucker. This is the United States of America. This is where feminism, women have equal rights. They get better chances than men. They can say me too. They got the government. All of this shit they have to their advantage. And they still talking about leveling up. And the motherfucker that they're going to level up off of is you. But I'm going to remind you something. You cannot help a broke motherfucker. I'm going to say it again. You cannot help a broke motherfucker. Because no matter what you give them, they're going to fuck it up. You are better off going down the street and giving your damn money to a fucking crackhead and asking a crackhead to invest in Bitcoin than to give your goddamn money to one of these broke motherfucking women. I don't give a damn what they say, what school they went to. When I went to Harvard and got a degree, they're going to be broke because she was broke before she met you. She had money problems before she met you. See, all of these women, if you listen to them, their story before they leveled up, they was broke. They was miserable. They didn't have nothing. And the only way they can get something is off of you. See, you see how independent these women really are? They can talk about how they independent and they got something going and all this, but still, they're trying to level up off of you and telling you that they need some money from you. Get Archie out of here. Hide it from the channel. I told her she's been disrespectful. Get out of here. Come on. Good. Hide. Both channels. Let's go. Get right here. Who's next? When I say shut the fuck up on my goddamn channel, that's what I mean. I'm Unk. Get right here for good. Hide. Bye-bye. Go. Don't you want to be disrespectful? Go somewhere else. You can watch. Now, as Unk was saying, the motherfucker gonna always be broke. No matter what you do. And then if you give this broke motherfucker all your money, what you're telling her is she is more valuable than you. Let me say it again where it resonates with you. You are telling her that she is more valuable than you. But how can this motherfucker be more valuable than you if she is the one who needs to level up off of you? When you consistently give a motherfucker who don't have shit stuff, number one, they don't respect you. That's the first thing. They don't have no respect for you. Because when you give them, when they demand something from you and you give it to them, they don't think that they gotta respect you. And when you give it to them, they don't respect you. For example, somebody said that there's this YouTuber, her husband came in the room, she leveled up off of him. She was talking to him like he was a bitch. I never seen the clip. I can't verify. That's what I heard. And so why would you do that? See, you have to come to the table with something. But in the system of equality here in America, they don't got to come to nothing but with their coochie. That's all. But here's the thing. I don't mind giving high quality people high money. But I got a problem giving broke motherfuckers a lot of shit. Because, see, if you think about these level up chicks, if you listen to their story, they was doing shit for a lot less. They kicked it with a lot of niggas that was giving them a lot of less. They fucked on a whole lot of dudes who wasn't doing nothing for them. So why should you? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it in super chats. I'm going to get to you. If a woman tells you that she, and you could just ask questions, if you know that she has not done nothing in her life, if you know that she can't get together nothing in her life, then why would you give her that? If I know you've been working for $7 an hour and I want to hire you, why should I give you 20? I might give you 8 or 850, because the last motherfucker wasn't giving you nothing. So if you gave something to somebody else and they gave you nothing, that's exactly what I'm going to give you. Nothing. And that's what you black men got to understand. Because there are a lot of chicks that are looking for you to come up off of. But at the end of the day, you're going to be an old broke nigga with nothing to show for it. See, that's what you're going to be. And let me tell you something. Nobody got no respect for has been broke nigga. Nigga on the side of the road talking about, I used to have this. I used to do that. This is going to be you. And you got to understand that if this woman wants a nice lifestyle, because see, a lot of them don't have the talent or the skill set to get it on their own skill like men do. See, like me, old Unk got to put in the work. Hello, I see you, brother. Thank you for the super chat, brother. I'm going to shout you out. Thank you, Brother Cooley High and Brother Timothy Blewett. I know some of you niggas have paid today. Drop some free likes in this thing. Hold on, stop the show. And I'm telling you women again, on the brother pill, if you come in talking that shit, all of y'all are going. Not some, all. I don't give a fuck. See, I'm not one of these simp channels out here. I'm Unk. And Unk don't play that over here. I will get you the fuck up out of here. I don't believe in talking about none of that negotiating. I don't believe in none of that shit. I believe in you. You know, you're going to do what the fuck I need you to do, or you're going. That's what I believe in. You shutting the fuck up or getting the fuck out. That's what I believe in. That's what I teach. So if you are on that bullshit, to the wall. Every last one of them for this episode, wall. Timeout. All of them. Get them out of here. I don't give a damn if Mary Magdalene come up in here. Jesus mama, go. My mama come in here, go. Wall, mom. Sorry. And that's what the problem is. These women don't think they gotta earn any goddamn thing. But you gotta earn it with me. See, they think that they supposed to get whatever they want from black men. But all further on up the motherfucking road. See, this is when you as a man understand their true power. Because think about it. They had welfare. They had all of the stuff. Affirmative action. You're the most educated group, so they say. And still, they want to level up. Well, goddamn, you already leveled up. So if you had all of that shit and you still couldn't level up. If you can be put on that kind of pedestal in the black community and still can't level up, what the fuck is that saying about some of them that think like this? Not all of them think like this. I get some good women out there. They don't all think like that. But what can a motherfucker who can't do shit do for you? Imagine you get a level up motherfucker. They don't have no respect for money. When you give a motherfucker something, they don't respect it. I know, because I'm giving you niggas this free shit right now, and you niggas don't respect it because I don't see no motherfucking likes in the goddamn room. And I'm going to start stopping the goddamn show. Get the likes up on the video, brothers. For real. Thank you, brothers, for the super chat. And I appreciate you guys. Get the likes up, brothers. This is a classic. When you give a motherfucker something for the free, they don't respect it or who's giving it to them. Doesn't matter what you're giving them. To them, it's a free $5,000 if you give it to her. It's a free $800 if you give it to her. She don't care how you had to work for it. All she's like, give me, give me. And so what's going to happen is if you get with her, she's going to spend money like crazy. And it's a never-ending story because it's free for her. She didn't do nothing to get it. And she's going to take that money and blow it on all kind of stuff. Shoes. Clothes. And God forbid you marry somebody like that. Because not all women think like that. I got to be honest. But for them level up motherfuckers, you're going to be broke. Because the motherfucker have no concept of money. And ain't going to think like she got to do nothing to help you. And again, you looking at being that old broke nigga that don't nobody care about or want to come see. So if she was broke when you met her, it's not your job to upgrade her. She need to upgrade her fucking self. Now, I see if you living overseas or something, you living in Africa, where it don't cost nothing that much to put a chick in a nice situation, you can have three or four chicks in Africa for the price of, you know, $400-$500 a month. That's real talk. But in America, in the home of the free, home, land of the free, home of the brave, baby, you gotta work to get anything from me. And because that's when she actually might respect you. This is why black men as a group of men are dumb. A lot of times. That's how people look at us. We're stupid. Because we will give people something for why? Because they women? Like, she is so much more important than we are. Oh, I'm going to level you up, because you got long hair, you mixed. You got a big booty. I'm going to just give it to you. If anybody is in America and they broke, if anybody is in America in the best country and they don't have shit, that is their problem. I'm going to say it again. If anybody in America is broke or destitute and can't make a way out of nothing, they're lazy or they're stupid or they are dumb. Or all of the above. But one thing is for sure, that is not your problem. Ain't your problem. Because you know what? Let me tell you something, brothers. And y'all getting the likes up. Y'all still need to like the video. I see a lot of people talking about preach. I don't see no likes going up. Thank you, brother, for the super chats. Let me tell you something. Equal means equal. You independent? You want a nice house? You want a nice car? Ain't nobody stopping you, baby. Get out there and get it. They'll say, oh, he paying for my time. Whose time? Because you ain't entertaining. I'm the motherfucker that's entertaining. You ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm the one that got something to talk about. And especially coming from a man who don't need them. You can't do nothing for me. And if push comes to shove, hello, get up out of here. If you really want to be mean like that, I don't. I'm just letting you know. Put on the X2. There you go. Because with that attitude, I can tell you what I'm going to give you. Let me give you a scenario. I'm going to tell you how I plan. You see, brothers, what they'll do is they'll hit you with that dry bag or that direct baby, that direct begging. And what they're going to tell you is, yeah, you know, I need this or I need that. So have some fun with her. Have some fun with her, brother. Don't just don't just tell her no. Get the likes up, brothers. Come on, get the likes up. Don't just tell her no, brother. Have some fun with her ass. So what needs to happen? If she has this kind of attitude, I need this from you. Ask her this question. Baby, tell me how much do you need? Always ask her that. Is that right, Brother Ted? That's a good one. I know. I'm telling you, that's a good response. I'm telling you, I'm going to give you some game. We need to start having some fun with them. When they start saying they need some money, tell me how much do you need, baby? To tell me how much do you need, baby? let me know. Because you got to act like rescue Robbie and rescue Ronnie a little bit. Because you know what you're going to the end, you got to have some fun with it. Baby, tell me how much do you need, baby? tell daddy what you need. Get her excited, all into it. Well, baby, I need about $500. Hold up. About 500. So then, you know, because I'm just using my Polish money here, brothers, because this is not really no five. So then do what you need to do. Pull 500 out and then take a picture of it like this here. No, this is not $500, but, you know, do something like this. Baby, like this. This is about 500 Polish loaded. So what you do is, listen to this game. Take a picture of the $500 and send it to the motherfucker. You mean this? Even make a live video, Snapchat, or, you know, however you want to do it. Do it live so she really get into it, like she gonna come over there. Yeah, that's what I need. Mm-hmm. I need that. Oh, baby. Well, I got only one question. What's the question? Now, pull out a dollar bill. Pull out that dollar bill, y'all. On her ass. Put the dollar bill and send it to her. She gonna say, what's that for? Somebody asked me in the chat, what's that for? Come on, comment. I like interaction. Somebody asked me, what is that for? I need to know. Come on, let's go. In the chat, ask me. Thank you, brother. What's that for? Then she's going to say, what's that for? Then you tell her, do you got change for a dollar? What? Do you got change for a fucking dollar? Because that is what, to me, your time is worth, motherfucker. I need 10 dimes and I need 80 cents back. That's what I need, you 20 cent mother. Tell her that. Do you got change for a motherfucking dollar? You don't owe nobody a goddamn thing. You work hard for your money. If they want money, get out there and work like we get money. You want a nice house? Go get it. Ain't nobody stopping you, but you're not going to get it off of me. You need a loan for your business? Because they'll talk about this. Now these women want to be entrepreneurs, but they want to start the business with your money. They ain't even going to the bank. They're going to the bank of niggas. See how the game is working now. They want to start a business of $10,000, they're going to get it from you. And if that business ever do good, you will never see a dime in that bag. So this is what she needs to do. Go down to Wells Fargo. No. This is a free advice for her. Baby, do these steps. Go to Wells Fargo. Give them your 9-digit social security number. Now, I know your credit is fucked up. Don't worry. I know it's bad. Don't worry about it. But see, they're going to tell you why that you can't get approved. And because that's why they're not going to Wells Fargo, because their credit is fucked up. But they're asking you. So go to Wells Fargo. Because you can tell a lot about a motherfucker about their credit, for the most part. A person with bad credit, for the most part, unless they got a health bill or something like that, a person that got bad credit, for the most part, that says everything you need to know about them. For the most part, that's true. Person got bad credit, it's a reason. So tell her to go to Wells Fargo, go to Bank of America, and take out a high interest loan or send her to a loan shark. But it's not your job to finance them. If anything, since we are 2 million less of the population, I might have to say something controversial. But maybe they need to pay a fee to choose up. See, that's what it should come to. You know, that's how the P's do it. Maybe brothers need to start charging a choosing fee. Maybe we can learn from the P's real quick. Because if you think about that, because you know I don't need you. You really need me. Because you didn't have all these advantages and you still can't level up. So if you want to fuck with me, give me $10,000. Not that I need it, but just go ahead and give it to me. Because you can spend money on everything else you got. You can go to trips. You can go to Hawaii. So if you want me to fuck with you, come out your pocket. Because you can pay for everything else. Because see, you can get enough money to go. And believe me or not, they can get enough money to do all the stuff they want to do. So pay for what you need. If you're serious. And this ain't about no street thing or nothing. This is just about paying for what you want. Because what incentive do a man have that has worked all his goddamn life to give you anything? For what? Because black men been doing this for 50 years in the black community and they ain't got nothing out of it. So doing that is wrong. Hello. Trying to upgrade one of these. Man, don't you damn do that. And when you upgrade them, 10, 15 years down the line, you can take a, I'm trying to tell you niggas, you can take the broke, and not all of them are ghetto. Broke people have a certain mindset. They're in the middle class. You can take the broke out of a nigga, but you can't take the nigga out of the hood. Take the hood out of a nigga. You can take a broke person out of the hood, but you can never take the broke out of a nigga. You can't do that. You can't. What up, Brother Oglesby? All right, y'all can let him comment now. Now, you women, y'all are able to comment. But I'm warning y'all. You don't ever come over here to my damn stream and tell me what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm doing. I am O'Shea Duke Jackson. And this is the Manosphere. This content ain't for you. I don't make content for y'all. I done been told you. I don't make no damn content for y'all. I never made no content for y'all. So you don't have no ability to be telling Unc what he should be talking about. Because you ain't supporting me doing a goddamn thing over here. And I'm not one of them dudes that cater to women on my channel. I'll get you out of here. Quick. Go, all y'all out. Gone. Ban all of them. Gone. Quick. Play with me. I'm the only black YouTuber that will say that. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Think I care? And you're still going to be on me any goddamn way. And you're lucky I'm not in there because a lot of y'all want to holler at me on the accident. Hello, but still to the wall. I don't give a fuck. You can super chat. I still time your ass out over here. Don't you ever disrespect me in my own goddamn chat room. Don't you disrespect me. You ain't going to be over here participating. Wall. Over there. I don't play with women like that. Don't play with me. You play with your kids. You play Nintendo, but you don't play with me. That's what's wrong with y'all now. All out of pocket, talking shit out your goddamn neck. Who you talking to? Are you talking to me? Wall, get over there. Better take your ass to a makeup channel. Don't no woman run me. Huh? You don't want me. See, I ain't thirsty. I got game. Might be ugly, but I got game. Like Madden. 96, 97, 98, 2000. All the game, I got all of it. I don't need it. So I ain't simping for nobody. You can't tell me shit. Gonna come over here and tell me what I'm... Go to the makeup channel. Go to the sandal channel. Why y'all always over here? You could be doing all kind of stuff. Gossip news. Ain't Cardi B got a rap battle with a Lil Kim or somebody? But go over there. Wait, just over there. Just here. This ain't let me get close to ugly nigga month. Go over there. And some of y'all go involuntary. Go to the cooking channel. Go look at T.D. Jakes, Woman the Heart Loose. Go to church. All of that shit y'all can go to. But you're not going to be over here with that bullshit. You're getting the fuck out of here. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yeah, I don't play. Whoa. I believe in kicking motherfuckers out in real life, too. In relationships. Come on, get yourself. Come on. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Let's go. Stop crying. Let's go. Out. Come on, let's go. Right now, today. Or I'll wait till you go to work and pack your shit up and get it up out of here. That's my favorite thing. Let me tell you what to do, brother. I always tell y'all this. Does O'Shea not... hold on one second. Did Non Vera super chat? I want to know. Hey, Non Vera, let me ask you a question. Did you super chat? Thank you, St. Everest. I want to know. Did you super chat? I need to know, nigga. Before I tell you this tip. Come on. Did you super chat? Because I'm going to look right now. I'm going to read all of them in a minute. No, he didn't. He's asking questions and he didn't super chat. What is that? I just got here. No, to the wall. Let's go. Over there. Come on. No. Get him out of here. Come on. Let's go. Right here. Over here, nigga. Let's. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Come on. Over here. Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Over there. Think about that. How do you expect somebody to read your damn chat and you ain't put no damn money in the super chat? You don't get your chat read if you don't super chat, Negro. Wall, over there. Think about that. Over here. Come on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Over there. Yeah. Come on. Over there. Over here. Let's go. Don't worry about it. Over here. Come on. Get him up. Forward step march. Get him up to the wall. Quick. Get to the wall. Forward step march. Get him up. Stupid questions. Get him up. Let's go. Don't worry about it. Come on. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Over here. Now, brother, let me tell you something. Tell you an old trick. Do you have this much power in any other areas of your life? It's a good question. Get him up! I'll answer that after 300 seconds of you on a wall. Just smart-ass comments. Now, let me tell you, brother, something. Assuming that you get into a bad relationship with one of these motherfuckers and you need to get rid of her, you need to get her out of your house. You need to get her out of your house, but you can't. That's what you do. Wait till she go to work. You got to make sure that you're not working today. The night before she go to work, make sure you make her favorite food. Get her a lobster. Get her all kind of cake and ice cream, whatever this motherfucker wants. Get her all of that stuff. make sure she's really happy. You know, you got to make sure. Hold on. Wait a minute. How you going to time him out for Ted? He didn't do nothing. He just said he's an incel. God damn, Ted. But you got to make sure. Y'all leave St. Everest alone. He just super chatted. Hold on. Let me time y'all out. Hold on. Wait. I got you. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, baby. Turf. Abusing his power. Turf. I got Turf. Let me go get Young Jay real quick. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Don't worry about it. You moderators. Moderators. To the wall, moderators. Come on, Young Jay. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Wait, hold on. Let me get Ted. Mm-hmm. Wall. See, moderators going to the wall too. Let's go. Ted. Turf. Young Jay. Wall. Let's go. Get him up. Mm-hmm. I'm watching y'all. Y'all think I don't be watching. Get him up. Now you gotta make sure that she, the night before, make love to her, lick all on the kneecaps, all of that. You gotta do all that. Because she don't know what's coming. Understand me? She don't know. So the night before you know it's over, you need to get with your mama. Because your mama gotta do some lying for you. Okay? This is where your mama comes in. And your mama, for the most part, is going to lie for you. Mine does for me. This is what you do. You know it's over, but she don't. The week before, go get you, what do you call them? A storage bin. Get them a storage bin. That storage bin, hold on a second. Naima, can I be a moderator? Get them up. Let's go. To the wall. Come on. Over there. I don't even know you. Get over there, nigga. You look good, but to the wall. I don't even know you. Let's go. Get him up. To the wall. Forward step march. Get him up. Over there. Let's go. Think about that question. Get a storage bin. When you get this storage bin, make sure you have it for at least a month or two. When she goes to work, you have to do all this shit real quick. Make sure she at her job, she logged in, all this shit. Uncle Leroy and your uncles and your friends, you got to move all of her shit out the house to that storage bin. Come have the locksmith change the locks on your shit. Okay? At the same time, you need to already have a SIM card, a new SIM card with a new phone number. So before this day, you should already have a number change going into effect with your company. See, all this should be going on before. Have a new SIM card going. Don't tell her. Don't tell nobody else. So that day that she going to work, pop in the new SIM card with the new number. She don't know where it's at. Delete all your social media. Uncle Leroy and them is going to move her shit into this goddamn storage bin. She ain't going to know what's happening. From a random phone number or your mama's phone number, your mama is going to send her a text message saying, baby, you can pick your stuff up here and here. It's what you do. Now, she's going to be in a state of shock because now all of her shit is packed. She don't know where to go. And she don't know what to do. So, and the nigga that she fucking with on the side anyway ain't gonna let her stay there because he married. So she's going to be homeless. She will then call your mama looking for you and where you at. This is when your mama is going to tell you, her, that she ain't seen you. But you're going to be sitting right there in the living room with the whole, she's going to put her on speakerphone. Let her hear the crying and all this shit. I'm trying to tell you, this is going to happen. This is how you do it. Don't tell them that you're about to get rid of the ass. What? Wait till they go to work. and get rid of their ass like that. Every chance you get. But now, after you have learned from this, stop upgrading broke chicks. Non-Vera, don't orange me. Forward, step, march, get them up. Non-Vera, let's go. Get them up to the wall. Mm-hmm. Forward, step, march, get them up. Here, over here, nigga, over here. So this is what I want to talk to you brothers about. You brothers, save your money. Because you came too far to give it away to a motherfucker who ain't going to respect you in the goddamn first place. You made your money. Don't you give it to no random motherfucker you don't know. Especially somebody who showed they don't have no respect for you. Let somebody work to get what you have. In America, if a woman want to be around you, she'll be around you and ain't going to require you to do a whole lot for her. That woman is going to make sure if she really want to be around you, you ain't got to pay a dime. If she really fuck with you like that. I'm just dropping from the game. If a woman wants to be around you in America, she going to make way to be around you. Some of y'all know, I got to say this. These white women and some of these non-black women, y'all know how it is, unfortunately. I mean, I love black women myself. I don't deal with them. But you know, when these other races of women, when they want to be around you, they don't make no excuses. They find a way. So when a woman want to be around you and share your company, you ain't got to pay nothing. Because I'm going to tell you something. When they want to fuck somebody, when those women who are trying to get upgraded, when they want to fuck somebody, they ain't got to pay. Look at Future and Sierra. Now, think about it. You think Sierra would have been fucking with Future if she wasn't attracted to him? Man, if a woman in America, this ain't Africa. This ain't Brazil. In Brazil and in Dominican Republic, it's a transactional thing like that. Thank you, Brother Dre, man. We're going to have a call on the show. That's what I'm telling you. These women have money. I'm trying to tell you guys something, man. Women have money. What type of woman are we talking about? None. Get her out of here because we wasn't talking about you. Come on, let's go. What are we talking about? This is a man's channel. Get her out of here. Get him up. Come on, Beauty Makeover. Over there. Make your ass over here. I love you, boo. Let's go to the wall. Come on, let's go. Mm-hmm. What type of woman are we talking about? This is a man's conversation. Come on, to the wall. Get him up. Get him up. Forward step, march, get him up to the wall. Let's go. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. To the wall, over there. What kind of women are we talking about? What do you mean we? I mean, this is what I'm... You women are something else. God bless your heart. What are you talking about we? What do you mean we? Where is we? Do you know where you're at? This is the manosphere. This is the manosphere. So it's we, it's not you. We are talking about you, but not to you. This is what's wrong. I mean, I don't understand. Y'all don't understand what this is? This is the manosphere. Y'all have a hard time, huh? This content is not for y'all. So when you hover here, you can listen, but this is not a we thing. Because when you say we, only thing I say is forward step, march, get him up to the ball. Come on, let's go. I don't want to hear it. Let's go. Just over here. Y'all need to get over to the makeup channels. Come on, why y'all? Don't y'all have somewhere to be? They got makeup, they got cooking, they got church choirs, they got gossip. Why y'all women, let me tell you women something. Come on, God bless you. God bless your heart. I don't hate y'all. I don't. I love you women. I really do. I really care about y'all. I do. I mean, you know, I don't make no content for y'all or anything, but I mean, I love you women. You women are beautiful. God bless you. Really, I'm sincere. But why do y'all be over in the Mano special goddamn much. I just need to know. You get timed out every show and you come back. I mean, this is some crazy shit. Every show y'all are here. I mean, God bless you. I love you like I'm like a play cousin. But damn. Y'all do not understand that these men need their own spaces. Here y'all are coming over. What do you mean we? Get them up. Why can't y'all let these black men have anything? Well, I'm not asking you because you're going to get this work over here with me because I don't give a fuck. And this is what's wrong with you black men. But I'll tell you. You black men have to start creating spaces for you. Because you see these women, they're so used to taking over shit. It's just in them. They can't help it. They see me. Yeah, they want to just change shit up. Because they don't, they so used to being included. See, y'all lucky I'm not Farrakhan in the Million Man March. Let me tell you something. When I have my convention in Atlanta, it might be on the national news. Because you will not be allowed in my shit. You see how you're getting timed out over here? You're going to be, we putting you out. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Don't even try to come. Because y'all lucky. If I had the Million Man March, y'all wouldn't even be allowed. No. Get them out of here. All of them. Let's go. Get them up. Because, see, I'll put all of you out. You lucky I don't run black churches. Black churches, women, come on. One room, men in the other room. Get them out. Let's go. You're not going to be over here trying to give your opinions on these black men conversations. No, you're not. The little 3 or 4 channels we got on YouTube, y'all want that too. No, you're not. Get them up to the wall. I don't care how fine you are. Shit. Want to come over and give their opinion. Well, I think, I know what you think. Wall. I know you, don't worry about it. I know what you think. Come on, let's go. Get them up. I'm African. I lived in Asia. Nah, I'm Vera. Nobody asked you. Get them up. Let's go. Somebody asked where you live that again. Come on. Let's go. To the wall. Somebody getting. Come on. Now you live on the wall. You lived 3 years in Asia, 2 years in Europe, and mostly in Africa in 300 seconds on the wall. Let's go. There you go. That's your new house. Put that on your passport, nigga. Get them up. Forward step march. Get them up. Come on. Over here. Come on. Don't worry about it. Come on over here. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry. Get him out. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna talk about where he lived at. Man. Get him again. Just get him again. Somebody just go get him again. I ain't gonna tell you black men again. Y'all better, if you're gonna go trick, go over to overseas and trick. If you're gonna do your little tricking, go over to Dominican Republic and get what you want and come back. But don't you dare be just giving somebody $5,000, $10,000. Don't you do that. O'Shea, chill out, bro. Stay shining. Go ahead. Get him up. Come on. Forward step. March. Get him up. Over here. Go get your trick on somewhere if you're going to do that. But don't you dare give some woman on $10,000. I'm talking about leveling up. Shit, I wish I would. But look, let me do this real quick. The brother pill is starting in 18 minutes. Now, then I got japped tonight after that. Let me shout out the Super Chats. Now, who's ready for the Brother Pill tonight? The Brother Pill is going to be, do black men have mommy issues? And I'm telling you women right now, I'm tired of y'all. If y'all come over there talking shit, name a Bugner. That's not fair, O'Shea. I'll listen. Hold on. Wait, what's she looking like? Hold on. Don't time her out. Oh, but you're kind of fine. Is that really you? No, it's not a men's only channel. Why you time her out, Turf? Turf! I just said don't time him out. I mean, you look good, baby, but you know, goddamn, Tony got her too. It's not a male-only channel, but it's man-only content. I don't mind women comment, but don't you tell me what I need to be doing. I'm a man. My granddaddy is a man. My great-great-great-granddaddy was a man. You don't be telling me what I need to do. I'm not one of these young niggas on the street. I tell you what to do. You don't tell me shit. What's wrong with y'all? Who you gonna tell me? Uncle O? I'm an old nigga now. See, that's the thing. I already got set in my motherfucking ways. Now I don't even have the patience to even debate y'all. I don't even cuss you out no more. I just say, get him up. Let's go. Get him up. Come on. Real life. Get him up. What's that mean? Come on, let's go. Come on. Over here. Now I done got so old, I don't even, because the thing about it, make your brother coolie high. Let me tell you something. When you become an old nigga, like me, and you see the same patterns you've seen in women over the years. O'Shea, what's up? I am welcome here because I was thrown out 5 times yesterday. Hey, baby, how you doing? Don't time her out. Don't time her out. After a while, you start seeing the same situations, Brother Doug, in these women. And you're like, okay, I done seen you a lot. You know, it's not the same woman, but I done seen the same shit before. Like, for example, when you see a chick, she's like, yeah, I ain't like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't do what these other hoes be doing. You like, okay, here we go. Here we go with the shit again. Here we go. Well, you know, when you see the same talking points with women all the time, you like, get them up. It's not even worth my time to go back and forth and call you names or argue with you. I just get out of my face. Come on, let's go. Like the one chick last night that called into the show talking stupid. Get off the phone. That's where I'm at now. Where I'm at right now is, let's go. Just come on, let's go. Don't worry about it. Don't even call you no names. Nope, let's go. Come on. Get them up. That's where I'm at now. And that's a dangerous place to be with a nigga. If more niggas was like that, oh my God. Just be sitting back. Okay. Get them up. What's that mean? Come on, let's go. So look, I want you brothers to do me a favor. I'm going to shout the Super Chats out, but I want to lead right into the Brother Pill because I'm going straight from here. Yeah, they want to change it. You're not changing it over here. Not for me. You're not changing the manosphere. You're not going to change shit over here. I don't even know why you're trying. No, you're not. You're going to be getting that work. So look, I want all you brothers to be waiting on. Do me a favor. Go into this. Click on this, go in the chat. Go in the chat. That show was starting. I want to see all 458 people on the O'Shea Vlogcast channel. We'll be starting in 13 minutes. That's the Brother Pill lineup show. But I need all of you to go to the O'Shea Vlogcast channel to be waiting. I want to see 200 people waiting for the show. I've never had over 100 people waiting. I only got 8. Let me shout out some of the Super Chats to these brothers today. Thank you, brothers, man, for all your support. And women, thank you for your support because we need somebody to time out. Might as well be you. Coolie High, thank you, brother. Black female equals dark Vader. Drayden Man, blessing the channel. Good show last night. Wish you guys were able to get my call for the time around. Okay. Black women have bad attitude and bad. Okay, they have some credit. Okay, this girl's misogynist, hypermasculine. Thank you, President, Mr. Grandeur. Well, Negroes is getting time out today. Marlon from the state to Poland. Take my money. Thank you. Message deleted. Okay. BW's your snakes. Aunt James. Don't know suckers live here. I need all of mine. Living in Dane. Yeah. Anthony Brown. Thank you. Novi 2000. Broke chicks want a man to subsidize their lifestyle. They will spend your money quick and stay lazy. Tony Davis. O'Shea. Pimp hand strong. Tony D. I'm Black Ops to pee tonight. Time out to pee. That's me. Time out to pee. That's my pimp name, even though I ain't a pimp. Time out the lowercase p. The lowercase p in training, that's my name. lowercase p. Nah, I ain't the pimp. I can never. I'm the simping. Uppercase simping. Frank M. Paul. Cooley High, thank you, brother. Musician Cooley, thank you, brother, for the super chat. Two of them. Brother Timothy Blewett, Mopar Nick, whatever, brother LaVon. Thank you, brother LaVon. Built Model Car Magazine. Ah, I gotta get with that, brother. Brother, I haven't forgot about you. We gotta do a show, right? Barracuda Zone, Calypso, Oregon. The brother with the Korean name. God bless you, brothers. And you brothers gotta start believing in your damn self. Start believing in yourself. Brother Danubian. God bless you, but you'd never at me on the channel. Get him up! That's what Super Chat is for. Forward step march. Get him up! To the wall. Let's go. You don't at me, nigga. Don't ever hit the at button on me. No. God bless you like a play cousin, but get him up! Mm-hmm. So, guys, we're starting in 10 minutes, okay? Starting in 10 minutes. Brothers. See y'all over there. Oh, you guys, do me a favor. Check out the new African video I made with the girl. Sandra, you seen the video? Who seen my video, Sandra? Should African-American men consider dating African women? Who saw that over there? Right. To the wall to pee. Get him up to pee. Who saw the video? Who saw the video? You seen it? Boy, I'm talking about she. I should have had her stand up. She thick as hell. What do I need to do to moderate? Well, you can't do nothing to moderate because you can't ask for it. But thank you for your money. Maybe in. Hold on, man. How y'all gonna time him out after? Jamesy, you cannot time him out for donating money. Jamesy, he on that crack. Get him up. To the wall, James. Over here, let's go. Get him up. Get him up, Jamesy. Get him up. Mm-hmm. Big bro, high def. They're not getting in. Not with me. Because if they would have been in, they'd have been in before. Don't. See, they thinking because I do them Sunday Rumble shows that they cool. You not cool over here? Lisa Lee. Hey, Lisa. Nice shade. No. Guys, listen. We got the show coming in 10 minutes on the other channel. Go to O'Shea Vlogcast. We got the Brother Pill coming on tonight. So thank you, brothers. Appreciate y'all. Love you. Good night. See you in about 9 or 10 minutes. Peace.